Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical hit, Irene, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Eileen Wilson. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you very much, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're bringing you the story of one of the loveliest young ladies in the history of the musical stage. Her name, Irene. And Eileen Wilson is here to play that unforgettable gal. I'm a fella named Donald Marshall. My hobby is collecting money. And the whole thing opens right in the middle of a party at my Fifth Avenue mansion. And you're all invited.
As you all know, our latest fad here on Fifth Avenue is genealogy. That means, of course, tracing our family backgrounds. climbing up our family trees till we find William the Conqueror.
Well, you know, sometimes you climb your family tree, Bob, and all you find is bark. That's called barking up the wrong tree.
In the art of genealogy, we find the pedigree of your family tree. And if it's what it ought to be, the tint of blue is flowing. If you want to find an uncle or a cousin or an aunt, we knew your tree when it was a plant. We can make them what your family can't, with a coat of arms worth showing.
Please, Professor, please, Professor, wait. Professor, tell me, when the Mayflowers sail on that day in June, and our grandparents left on their honeymoon, did they travel first cabin and sleep till noon, or were they of second cabin?
Underneath the branches of our spreading family tree, come along with me and meet your grandma's, grandpa's lovely relations. Peep beneath the covers of our ancient history. Underneath the branches of our spreading family tree.
Don, I'm glad to see you're taking an interest in this new hobby. It's so important to know who people are.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, breeding always shows. Incidentally, I have a business problem to discuss with you, and you've got to help me, Don.
Well, sure.
I put a lot of money into a new shop, a modiste, Madame Ducey. I brought her from Paris, but nobody's heard of her yet.
What can I do?
Well, the secret of this business is to get good-looking young girls to wear clothes where other people will see them, and then they inquire who made them, and the ball is rolling.
Well, it's a rather a delicate subject to suggest to a gal that she change her modiste. She might think I didn't like her clothes.
I guess I'll think of something.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Marshall.
Yes, Clarkson.
There's a girl from the shop about the seat cushions. You remember, you complained they were made too small.
I'll be right out, Clarkson. Excuse me, Bob.
Oh, of course.
I don't know what they're complaining about. These cushions seem okay to me.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Mr. Marshall here wished to complain about the cushions.
Clarkson.
Yes, Mr. Marshall.
You can go.
But the complaint?
I have no complaint.
Oh, yes, sir.
What's your name?
I'm just the girl from the shop, Irene O'Dare.